This is 91.7 KALW Local Public Radio for the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Kevin Vance with some regional news. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors approved an emergency ordinance that requires the city to secure over 8,000 hotel rooms in the next 2 weeks to help people shelter in place. Most of these rooms are for people who are experiencing homelessness. KALW's Angela Johnston reports.
The ordinance passed unanimously yesterday evening after a long meeting. But weeks ago, a concerned group of supervisors began calling for Mayor London Breed to proactively move all unhoused people, regardless of their symptoms or where they're staying, into hotel rooms. They say so far, only a fraction of the city's homeless residents have been moved, and the city has been slow to act, even after a huge outbreak at a homeless shelter. Partly in response to this pressure and the outbreak, the city has increased the number of hotel rooms they hope to make available for the homeless population. But the supervisors who sponsored this legislation, Hillary Ronan, Dean Preston, Matt Haney, Aaron Peskin, and Shimon Walton, still think the city can act more urgently and more broadly. Some of them even started raising money and moved shelters on their own. Here's Supervisor Dean Preston addressing unhoused residents.
I am sorry. Deeply sorry that after weeks of warnings that only the actual confirmed outbreaks in your shelter spurred the city to move and to move faster. San Francisco can do amazing things when we want to. And I think we need to show our unhoused residents that we can and will do everything necessary to protect them and everyone's health by moving forward with a robust plan to house the unhoused in hotels during this crisis.
While there were some concerns about how the city would afford these rooms while entering a huge budget deficit, the supervisors are hopeful that up to 93% of the cost could be reimbursed with help from federal and state sources. Mayor Breed needs to sign the ordinance for it to become a law. If she vetoes it, the supervisors can overturn the veto with 8 votes. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston, KALW News.
San Francisco Pride has announced that it is canceling this year's parade and celebration. KALW's Ben Trefney has more.
Pride usually takes place in June. It draws over 500,000 people annually and distributes about $2.5 million to regional nonprofits and partners after. In a live-streamed conversation yesterday, SF Pride President Carolyn Weisinger told Manny Acudiel that it was one of the saddest and hardest decisions that she's made in her adult life.
I was definitely, I'll be honest, I really wanted to postpone. I had this grand idea of us, you know, welcoming folks back to the city once we were post-COVID, but we don't know when that's going to really be. So, yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things that went into the decision, but ultimately holding the community health at heart was the best thing to do.
Instead of an in-person celebration for its 50th anniversary, SF Pride plans to participate in a virtual Global Pride event on June 27th, as well as other celebrations through the spring and summer. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
KALW's David Boyer contributed to that story, and you can hear KALW's broadcast of one of Manny's super civic cyber conversations this Friday at 5 p.m.